Hola!
Christmas is a time to say I love you.
Oh my God, what song is
Ba, ba,
that?
ba, 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 ba.
Okay. This is Have Kids, they said. It is a naughty, naughty podcast that should not be listened to while kids are in earshot. We remind you each and every week. I don't know how many ways to tell you. We don't speak other languages. If we did, we would say it in those languages.
Don't listen around your niños. It's uncensored,
Yeah.
it's dirty.
Oh, yeah.
If you listen around your kids, you will get coal in your stocking.
You've been warned.
And maybe other places. What's your name? Who am I?
Do you like the happy, it's me? Hi, I'm the problem, it's me. Or when she's like really introspective and part of the song when she's like, it's me. Hi. You know, like the end, she kind of goes into like a dreamy,
I
it's
don't
me,
know
hi.
who you're talking about.
Taylor Swift?
Who's that? I don't know Taylor
Never heard of
Swift.
her?
No,
Oh
I'm
my
playing
God.
dumb because I can't have one more person ask me if I have a hookup.
Oh, you? I've had at least 11. I'm like, I work on the radio. Look, the cops are coming to see if they
Oh,
can
it's the
get
Wambulance. People
the way.
complaining they're not getting their tickets. I
Yeah.
hear it.
And I'm not even getting like, hey, like a best friend or like one of my friends like from college being like, hey, can I get a ticket? Like for me, that would almost make sense. I'm getting Parker's friend from gymnastics, mom's sister's kids. What?
But here's the
Are you
question.
crazy?
Do you have to be, can you be honest with them? Because I feel like let's practice honesty.
Okay, let's practice it.
All right. I'm Parker's gymnastics friend's
Friend,
mom's
mom,
cousin.
sister's kids.
Hey, could I get some Taylor Swift tickets?
Why does she sound like an old woman? But okay, that has
Well,
that just smoked a pack of
hey, could
cigarettes.
I get some Taylor Swift tickets?
Yeah. Well, what I'm saying is, that's actually hysterical. You're like the millionth person that's asked. I can't even get them. I know that's crazy. This is like a unicorn ticket. I can't. Sorry.
Okay, the real answer, that's a good answer, but the real answer should be, if I
If I were
were
to
to
be able to
get
get
them,
them, I wouldn't get them for you.
the real answer. When people ask me, like, hey, you got the hookup for this? My answer is always, if I were to be able to get Taylor Swift tickets,
Right.
you would not be who would get them. I don't know
No.
what else to say.
No. I also think that people that like are in our lives or meet us like have an idea of what our job and life looks like. And I think that people think we're like legit like friends with these artists and that like we have them on speed dial and could be like, hey Taylor, can I swing by your show in May? Like it's not like that. It's not
But
how it
even
works.
that, a lot of times, like even if you have a relationship, it's still not easy to be like, oh, let me get tickets. Then you feel
Right.
like a, then people forget you feel like sort of a loser being like, hey, could I get tickets? Like,
Right.
I don't know, lame-o behavior. Well, hey, how are you? Feeling
I'm
good?
good. Oh wait, but in happier news, Parker's friend asked her if she wanted to go to a Taylor Swift concert because she said her mom got some tickets. And I was like, Parker, that's probably not real. And even if she did, she's probably not asking you. So just don't be. Then I get a text a couple days later. She wrote, I just want you to know that Charlotte's offer to Parker was real. We're sitting on six tickets. And I'm like, hey, I'm like the loser national radio host who's interviewed her 9 times, but I can't get them.
That's amazing. I love
Yeah.
it. I love it. You guys all decorated for Christmas yet, or what?
You want to know what? I'm so mad. We're not because we leave all of our Christmas decorations at Matt's mom's in the attic, right? Because we live in a New York City apartment. We have nowhere to put
Yeah.
all that crap. And we were so packed for Thanksgiving that when we were leaving his mom's house, we had no room to bring the decorations back. So Matt's going
City
tomorrow.
living, am I right?
Am I right?
Am I
Am I
right?
right?
Am I right?
Are you all decorated? I'm sure you were decorated the
Yeah,
night of Thanksgiving.
I got most of it done. We're doing the Christmas tree this week, and I'm like getting stuff for outside, and I don't want to go overboard, but I do want to make it look nice. I
I
mean, I
mean, are
have a
you gonna be like
house,
Chevy
right?
Chase? Are you gonna be
I
like.
don't want to do all that. I'm not climbing on the roof. I'm not doing any of that, but I'm gonna put icicle lights around the whole exterior.
Can I tell you something? I would
I
pay
don't.
money to see you on a ladder on the roof. I would pay a lot of money to do that.
I'm gonna do it this week. Maybe I'll record it.
Yes, have Sarah record you.
Well, hey, let's get into the show. I'm gonna
Yeah.
see you next week.
I know,
How
I'm so
exciting is that?
excited. I'm so excited. We're gonna have so much fun. And your hair, you got a new haircut for your New York trip. It's looking pretty like. it's kind of flashy, this hair.
Yeah. It's listen, you're going to love it. You're going to see me and say, look at this guy.
Look to the side. Did you get like a fade?
This is a fade. This is a nice, yeah, this is a tight fade.
Okay. All right. Okay. Ooh. So did you have a nice Thanksgiving?
I did. We hosted, and I just want to throw it out there that if you're still eating leftovers,
gross.
you could only blame, first of all, gross, and you could only blame yourself if you have the shits that you ate week-old green bean casserole.
Yeah, and the gravy's definitely bad by now. I don't care if it's refrigerated. Yeah, it's not happening. Not happening. Yeah, we were a mess on Thanksgiving. Matt cooked the turkey upside down. He started a fire. He cut his finger almost off. I mean, it was eventful.
I saw a video on your Instagram where Matt, like, all the turkey drippings, like all the gravy, mm-hmm. it was on the bottom of the stove.
Yeah. And then you can hear him in the video, like, so defeated. Like, he's in there trying to put the fire out and save the turkey. And he goes, oh, this is a disaster.
I knew something was wrong because Matt wasn't angry. It was beyond anger. More like, what have I done?
What have I done? Exactly. He was like, I've ruined Thanksgiving. I was like, they didn't stop it. Anyways, Thanksgiving's over and I'm happy because that was just chaotic, dude. It was chaotic. All
right, well, have you watched any Christmas movies? Let me give you three and then we'll get into the podcast.
Okay, that you're going to ask if I've watched them?
And if not, I'll give you the review.
Okay, go.
Have you watched A Christmas Story Christmas?
No, is that the one where the little kid is older now?
Ralphie's 40. Ralphie's 40. It's fantastic.
I'm dying to see it.
Okay, it's on HBO Max.
Okay, on it.
Christmas Story Christmas. Check that. On Apple TV, have you watched? I know you got Apple TV because you watched Ted Lasso. No,
yeah,
you don't.
Okay. We do. Yeah, yeah.
Spirited. Will Ferrell, Ryan Reynolds.
No, but I'm dying to see that too. That just came out. How did you already see it?
Came out last week.
Oh my gosh.
Come on.
Were you the guy that like set your alarm? I was like, okay, it's out.
And then there's a Freddie Prinze Jr., Amy Garcia Netflix Christmas movie that's so cheesy that I think you'll love.
Okay.
Do you like Christmas cheese enough?
I like Christmas cheese, but I like more classics, like, you know, like Home Alone and like those type of. Hmm. Well, did you see the new Lindsay Lohan movie?
I'm going to watch that. I haven't watched it. It's on my list.
Oh gosh.
I mean, a great plot line. She falls around Christmas, loses her memory. Like, it's a typical Hallmark, like...
Yeah, but also, like, there's no cell phones. Like, this is not, like, 1990. Like, there's ways of finding her. This would be all over the news, and her family would find her. I just don't understand the whole premise.
Just watch it and enjoy.
Okay, I'll just watch it and enjoy.
All right, well, let's get into it. What do you hate this week? I want to know what you hate.
So, what I hate is Matt's... impatience with me, I think, is really what's happening. He's never been patient. And that's fine. And it's funny sometimes, but like you're the guy who, like, you know, when you're on FaceTime with someone and they're talking to you and you're just like looking at yourself in different ways. Not even paying attention. You're checking yourself out
I was checking. I was like,
literally. And you were like seeing how you should sit to like look most handsome. Okay. Like, so he's very, I hate you. He's very frustrated with me very easily. And especially now that the pandemic's over, you remember, like, he was my IT guy. Like, anytime something happened, it's like I blank. Like, not that I'm stupid. Like, of course I can eventually figure it out. But I'm like, I just get so overwhelmed when there's something technologically wrong that I just like blank and I need help. So
what has gone wrong?
Okay, so I had an audition yesterday for a TV show. This like a mom clip show. It was like really, really, really fun. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, so I was super stoked about it. So Matt's like, I'm gonna go watch. Obviously, this is a few days ago now, but he went to go watch USA win against Iran, and so he goes out to the bar. He's hanging. He's having lunch with his friend, watching the game, and it's like 3 minutes before I have to go on the Zoom. I'm like, guys, to the kids, you guys got to stay out here. You cannot be loud. Parker's doing Tom Cruise in her socks, flying, sliding out on the hardwood floor, flying back and forth because her socks are slippery. And Keegan is playing basketball and announcing all of the plays. I was like, you need to quiet down a little bit. I go in the room, I close the door, I compose myself, and I start to go on. And it's like, no internet. And I was like, what? What do you mean, no internet? So like, and now it's like 3 minutes until, I do not like to be late for that shit. Like, I feel like that's total points against you, even if you get on like, I don't know, a minute or two late.
Of course. So, you're at an, this is an audition
wait,
for your
yeah,
new
yeah,
mom show.
You're not stuck in traffic. You have to press a button. Like, this isn't right. So I am I'm sweating. I'm freaking out. So I'm looking, I'm trying, I run out and I see a wire in Parker dancing and Tom Cruise like flying across the wood floor. She rips a wire out and it pulls the internet out. So I've already called Matt I hear the bar is loud and I walk around and I'm just like, all right, I said Parker accidentally pulled the Wi-Fi plug. I like, I pushed it back in, still not working. What's the Wi-Fi password? I'm freaking out. So I'm trying to work, right? But it takes a minute once you plug it back in for like the internet to start again.
It's got
to
boot up, yeah.
I don't have fucking time for that. Ain't nobody got time for that. So he goes to me, this is what he said. Yo, I was like, okay, what do I do? He goes, yo, it's the last minute of the World Cup game. That's what he said. Like, he's the biggest FIFA fan. Like, he lives for football. Like,
Nicole,
like, he, like, like, how
to,
dare I interrupt
go.
Him?
We're in minute 89. Could you fucking call back later?
In,
Viva
like,
la Mexico!
He said it angrily. Like, I dude, I don't know what you want me to do. This is the final minute of the cup game. Like, that's what he said. And I couldn't understand. Wait a minute. Let me get him.
Oh, boy.
Matthew. Daddy.
You have an apartment. How far can he be?
He locks himself in the bedroom sometimes.
I was just
to get away.
Oh, anyway. He's in the other wing.
He's in the west wing. Okay, I want you to just explain to everybody why you were so angry and that you are such a FIFA fan that you had to watch the last minute and not
it's
help
the
me.
90th
so,
minute. Why are you calling
so
me?
Insensitive?
Because
what's happening?
No, your father's explaining his poor behavior is what's happening.
First of all, because you wait until there's 30 seconds before you're supposed to be on a Zoom to turn on your computer. You've lived here with me and on Earth for 40 years. You should know how Wi-Fi works. You should know when the blue light's not on, that means it's not plugged in. You should be able to do it on your own. And there was 24 seconds left in a 98-minute Iran.
So Iran, say it right.
Game. Don't say it wrong. They get
don't
very mad.
Right. You get lit up on the socials. But yeah. I was in a bar. Just leave me alone.
Okay, sorry. It was an audition for a TV show that could maybe make the family
I just
money.
Killed.
So I did it. Long story.
Richie would have seen me and been so proud.
Long story short, they had me audition, and then they were like, "Can we get your husband in tomorrow to audition the two of you together?" Oh, so Matt comes home and he's like, oh, of course, he always got to send me in to close the deal.
What is this show about? Is it a pilot?
It's like, you know,
sorts?
Like, remember like Girl Code or like a Ridiculousness?
Yeah, so you'd be like a
talking head
about parental
kind
stuff?
Of thing.
Oh, that is great.
But like all like mom things, like family things, like funny videos. And
get on that. Do it.
We dominated. I'm praying, fingers crossed. But like, let's just get back to the task at hand. This is the thing. I understand he's frustrated. Oh God, they're coming to get me again.
Just keep going.
Okay.
You live in New York City and there's crime, clearly.
Yeah, there's a lot of crime. He's so frustrated with me. And, you know, I didn't even necessarily need him to fix it. But he knew that this is like a big deal. This is an audition. This could mean money. This could be a job. And even if he couldn't fully help, he couldn't just take a deep breath for 1 second and be like, I got the kids screaming in the other room. I'm trying, like, he couldn't just, I don't just needed moral support. I don't understand.
I think one thing I've noticed, it's an ongoing trend, and you're gonna hate to hear this.
Great.
That I think you've outgrown the New York City apartment.
Oh, yeah. No, I know. I thought that we 1,000,000% have.
I think you have, because you got two kids.
Why is that
you got,
the reason for his impatience?
Because there's always kids. Like, there's always kids in earshot. Like, Matt's at the bar. There's so many factors that allow this chaotic life to happen. If you had your own like office or studio in like the suburbs, you don't want to do it because it sounds scary.
Can't
right?
Like, picture it yet. I'm just like not ready yet. I don't know. I can't like rip the Band-Aid off. I'm just like stuck here. I just love New York City.
You have a lifestyle where going to the bar on a random night is still possible.
Yeah, we'll
you
do that
your,
next
you
week.
You have your go-to nannies that you rely on, your right. go-to babysitters. Mm-hmm. Matt's a social guy. I know the suburbs are scary, but everything you're describing is because you're in a luxury apartment that no matter how nice it is or how big it is, it's
never
just not a house. It's not
yeah,
a house.
It's not. It's not a house. I don't have a backyard. I can't say go down
your
to the
son's
basement.
Son's not
play.
Shooting hoops in the driveway. Your son is shooting hoops on a door, on a basketball that's on a door.
It's on our laundry door, okay?
So
ghetto.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's just what I hate. I just hate that, like, in those moments when I need someone to calm me, he lights a fire. Like, he not gaslights,
I'll
right?
Be there,
not
I'll be there in a week. I'll calm
thank
you.
Thank you. Can you be supportive? Thank you.
I'll be there in a week.
Thank you.
Hey, being that your Christmas decorations are at your husband's mom's house in the middle of Jersey somewhere.
Yeah. No, Pennsylvania.
When is Elfie, when's your elf making their first appearance?
So you remember last year we realized last minute, like in the 11th hour, that we had lost Buddy. We didn't know where we put him. So I went to get a Bonnie and a Buddy because I was like, oh, and yeah. I accidentally got like a black, or Indian, a very, very dark brown.
A darker skinned elf. And you told your kid, did you not tell your kids they were on vacation?
Yes, that during the year, he went down to Florida. I left a note. He went down to Florida. He fell in love with Bonnie. That's why they're together now. And he got very tan. So I guess we just have to say he moved to Florida and that's why he's still tan. Or do I get a new buddy?
I know. I think keep with the tan buddy. Right. He lives in Florida now. He's retired.
Right. He's a snowbird, right?
He's a snowbird. Buddy, I got Chippy the elf. And Chippy debuts the day this podcast comes out, December 1st. Don't you have to do it on the 1st?
You don't have to do anything. There's no fucking rules to Buddy, okay? We make up our own rules. Jeez. All right.
You're going to forget.
Anyways, enough
forget.
Of Buddy. I'm not there yet. I got to get to like the end of this day before I can even think about Buddy.
All right. Talk to me about what
you hate.
All right. What I hate is not social media. Social media is a necessary evil. I just hate that social media, you know how a lot of women, unfortunately, have like body dysmorphia?
Of course.
Based on
and
like,
men. But yeah,
based on every girl on social media looks like a fucking model. I feel like if you scroll through social media and your algorithm has a lot of home improvement stuff or housing or nice things, I feel like everyone on social media has no toys. They all live in mansions and everything they have in their house. And I know the prices of things because I did a lot of home improvements.
Right.
Everything they have is like top of the line. I'm like, who
great
are these
show,
people?
By the way, home improvement. Like, I feel like totally underrated.
Oh, yeah.
Great show.
I mean,
okay. Yeah. Yeah. I do often look, and especially somebody who has like a little bit of money. Like
every crafty mom that's making her homemade Christmas decorations all look perfect.
Right.
She pans around her house, and I'm like, they have
where are
white,
the toys?
They
have the
white
chaos?
Couches. They have white couches, no toys. I'm like, what? Is going on, and I hate it. I feel like I'm being tricked because I know this can't be real. But the same way people are tricked by, you know, social media in general, like this isn't real life. I'm tricked into thinking everyone's living this lavish life with no mess,
right? And it's getting to you, like you feel like not up to par, like not good enough.
Like every video, it's like here's before, here's after, and I'm like, how they like?
Yeah, right. Look at me, Rich. Look at me.
Yeah.
Say it with me. I'm good enough.
I'm good enough.
One more time.
I'm good enough.
You are. God damn it, you're worth it. But I feel the same way. But I always chalk it up to I'm just kind of like a crazy kookadoodle person / mom / wife who just doesn't give a shit. I don't have as much money as some of those people. So they probably have like nanny / like lady who cleans like all day.
I don't think
day.
It's money. I just think everyone's in major debt. And I think that every time you see someone and they're showing pictures of these lavish places, I feel like they live in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
And no offense to people that live in the middle of nowhere, but like, I think it's a weird thing. Like you'll see someone that's like, here's my house before and after. And I'm like, I know that there's no way on earth. Like that's in LA or New York. That would be like a $5 million house. But I'm thinking
but the cost of living where we live is astronomical. I mean, we are just fully raped by
social media for housing and everyone has their kids
stuff.
You just
close your eyes like you were in serious pain. This is really getting to you.
Well, it is because I'm like, what is that? Like, what does everyone do in these random places?
Right. I mean, I get it. I try not to focus on that because not only is a lot of it just you're only seeing a piece of it, one video or one picture, but you know, by nature, Instagram is you just see a small cookie cutter or a small slice of their life. And yeah, like you only post the prettiest thing, the nicest thing.
It'll be like the Instagram girl that posts a picture of her like on a mountaintop.
Right.
And then they do on Instagram, they show the reality. And like behind her, there's like 1,000 people waiting for that same picture.
Right.
She makes it look like she's there all alone.
She's
like,
alone just exploring the world. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of funny exposing Instagram things. And I love those. But I'm telling you, I can't be the only adult that's sick of everyone's home improvement is perfect. It's like, hey, you ever want to redo your, I don't know, bathroom? Yeah. And it's like some mom that's like, I just made a run to Home Depot and boom, new bathroom. It's like, what?
Right. Like, stop. You're not chipping Joanna Gaines. Like, stop.
Everyone thinks they are. Everyone thinks they are.
But also, is it the fact that everything's like looks nice and neat? Or is it that like...
Nice, neat.
No toys.
I know, again, because I priced out a house and home improvements, I know that some of the things that these people have are absurdly expensive. Right. And I'm thinking to myself, what do they all do? Right. Not everyone makes a ton of money.
Well, like we said, if you're living in Bumblefuck, Idaho, no offense, I'm sure Idaho is lovely, but if you're living out, like the cost of living there, like we could be loaded if we lived there. It's just that it's a different cost of living.
Like, it'll be like, hey, here we are, check out my new house. They snap their fingers. And you know those doors that go to like a backyard that all fold into each other?
Oh, I love that.
But you know those are like 50 grand.
Are they?
Yeah, they're like, to get everything, because you can't have, it has to be hot. It can't be a wall beam because they have
A lot of rules.
I'm telling you, I've investigated all these things and I'm like, yeah, I can't spend $1 million improving
my
house.
No.
So I know how much these things cost. So I'm like, what do these people do? And then I'm thinking, maybe everyone's just broke and I'm the guy that actually saves money.
Yes,
I don't know.
That is probably a little bit of it. I mean, like, I don't save shit and I should. Okay, we're going to end what we hate with this. I'm good enough. You are.
Are you chewing ice?
I just needed one piece. I had a quick sip of a Diet Coke and there was some ice in there. What's wrong with that?
Chewing on ice? Doesn't that mean you're sexually frustrated?
I don't know, does it? I don't think, I mean, judging by the story that I have to tell you in a little bit, I don't think I'm that sexually frustrated.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, usually chewing on ice or when someone's peeling labels off of things, like it's, don't you remember saying that when someone was like aggressively peeling a label? It's like,
oh, it means that. Yeah, I mean, it sounds like it makes sense. Like that would make sense.
Chewing on ice means you're sexually frustrated or you're a psychopath. So you choose.
Oh, okay. Well, I think I might be both.
Oh, by the way, I want to play something for you because I was dying laughing at this and I feel like you'd appreciate it.
Okay.
So I'm with Sarah and we're laying in bed. Sarah! Watching A Christmas Carol. And this was such a Nicole thing. You know how you say the wrong names and especially your pal Stanley T from the Morning Mashup?
Yeah.
We're watching A Christmas Story. A Christmas Carol.
Okay.
Like the Muppets one. Remember the Christmas Carol? Yes. The kids fell asleep, but it was still on. And Nicole, who is the little boy that they need to help for Christmas that Scrooge like feels bad for?
Oh, Tiny Tim?
Thank you. What's his name?
Tiny Tim.
All right. Well, Sarah was edible deep. And she's like, I really feel bad for the little guy. I'm like, who? Take a listen to this. I just feel like you'll enjoy this.
Little Tim.
She thought his name was Little Tim.
Little Tim Tree.
Poor little Tim. So if you're watching your Christmas carols, it's not Tiny Tim anymore.
No, Little Timmy. It's not.
Little Timmy. I have a story for you that it's more of a...
What would you do? But
yeah,
John
it's sort of like a John
here.
Quiñones, what would you do? Like, what would you do in this scenario? Because it's sort of touchy. It really is. So follow me here.
Right.
It's not creepy, but when I start telling you the story, I don't want you to think it's going to get creepy.
It's going to feel creepy, but it's not.
For a minute, you're going to be like, oh, no. But it's not.
Okay.
So... Do your kids partake in extracurriculars?
Obviously. Gymnastics, swim team,
gymnastics, Parker, Keegan, they're active kids.
Yes.
Do any of them do Minecraft class?
What?
Minecraft class.
Excuse me?
Minecraft class.
One more time. Are you serious? That's a thing?
Oh, I thought you were saying it like it was obvious, like your kids did it. No.
No, I'm saying like that's a thing. I don't understand how that exists. Here, go take a class to encourage you to be on the fucking iPad more.
Well, all these kids they love Minecraft.
Of course.
So Emmy's school offers an after school, like once in a while they do like after school soccer, after school. There's different programs. I'm not saying they're all money grabs, but they're all like, hey, we have a karate guy coming to the school. So for $60, if you want your kid to do the karate lesson, so you know
AKA you want your kid out of your hair for an hour or two.
It's an extra hour after school. Right. And it's like I would say money grab, but it's almost like a paid babysitter, but with like an activity.
Got it.
So there's a weekly Minecraft class. And I just know a lot of the kids are way into it. So I was like, all right, Emmy, that might be fun. She's not much of a gamer, but she's also five. So I was like, Emmy, do you want to do this? She's like, yeah, I really do. because one of our friend's kids was playing Minecraft and Emmy had no clue. So I was like, all right, perfect. You know, half hour after class, once a week, after school, they learn Minecraft. All right, I don't know if this is foreign to everyone. You make it seem like this is crazy. Our buddy Covino, he said, oh, yeah, my daughter did that for years. I was like, all right, maybe it's a California thing.
Okay, maybe, yeah.
All right. So Emmy was like, I was like, how was Minecraft class, buddy? She's like, it was okay. I was like, did you love it? Did you like it? Tell me. She goes, it was okay.
Okay.
And I go, well, what did he like about it? She goes, well, the teacher. Now, I'm like, well, what's the teacher? Now, the teacher of this Minecraft class, they're just like teenagers that are volunteering. Got it's almost it. Like okay. a, you know, like the, like almost like a nerdy teenager that's like, I love Minecraft. I'll teach kids.
Yeah, it's like with the first time I brought Parker skiing, she got like a 17-year-old burnout. She was like, that was not fun. Because he just was literally a 17-year-old burnout. He was like not really meant to be a teacher.
Side note, my daughter said to me, I want to go skiing and build a snowman. And I'm like, ooh, I got to figure out how to get to Big Bear or, Mammoth Mountain, Vermont, I don't know, whatever. Something out here. Snow.
Yeah.
So I go, Emmy, what don't you like about it? She goes, the teacher, he gets close to me. And I was like, then I immediately was like, Sarah like freaked out.
Right.
And
Spidey senses go up.
I was like, what do you mean got close to you? And I'm thinking, this is a classroom. All these kids are in a classroom. So we asked all the appropriate questions. Like, were you anywhere alone with this guy? No. Mm-hmm. Did he go to the potty with you? No. Did he touch you? Put his hand on your back? No, didn't touch her. Amy just didn't like that.
The proximity.
This guy was hovering over her, like almost like, I want my personal space.
Oh, okay. But like I could see that if a little kid is sitting like on a little chair and putting his arms on either side to kind of look over her to help her.
Yeah. And that's what it is. So, you know, thank God, it wasn't anything weird. But how do we move forward with this now? So, because it's like, I certainly don't want to make this guy think anything weird. Like,
okay,
hey,
so this
like,
is what I'm thinking. This is what I'm thinking. I'm thinking that you give it one more time and see if he does it again, right? Like, see if she feels like he's invading her personal space. That literally could just be, it could just be his, like, it's easier because they're little and they're below me. And so I just like look over them. I would give it more time. If he does it again, then you have to figure something out. And I suggest you lie.
And I will.
Say something to the kid, like she's got some sensory stuff and she just like doesn't like when people are like super close. Like, yeah,
I
got
to think of this because I don't want her to not have fun in this.
Right.
I don't want her to want to quit this or not like it because some teenager is like, you know, hovering near her.
Right.
And, you know, once we determine that it wasn't anything creepy, thank God, then it's really just a matter of like, I don't want him to think, I don't want anyone to think we're accusing.
Right, so you put it on her.
Yeah, but we don't want anyone to think we're accusing creepiness.
Right.
But how do you tell someone like, yeah, our kid doesn't like when you're like up in their fucking, and I go, Emmy, was anyone like close to your face like this? She goes, no. I go, what was it? She goes, I was like, I'll be you playing Minecraft. You show me what the teacher did.
Okay.
And
he hovered.
Literally just like, was like, essentially hovering while she was on the computer.
But like you're the perfect, I feel like I have a perfect plan. Like you're not accusing him. You put it back on her. It's not like you have to tell her to lie about anything because it's not anything that she would have to explain. You could just be like, we totally forgot to tell you. She's just got some certain sense. I say sensory is like a perfect thing. Yeah. And she just like has a thing when people are very close to her. So don't even say that she said that, but just say like, oh, we forgot to tell you. Just heads up.
Yeah. You know what? Because I don't want to ruin her time.
Right.
I don't want this, you know, volunteer kid to feel weird because he didn't do anything. While at the same time, I also want Emmy to know that I listen. Like when she says something, I don't want her to think I'm like, yeah, whatever, Emmy. I want her to know that like, all right, Dad heard you. You don't like when this person hovers.
We could also do this. We also could just like not wait for one more class and you go in the next time because that first one just happened and say, hey, we forgot to tell you. And you could even add on some things. She's got some stuff like with different textures. She has a thing like when we're like-
you're elaborating a big lie where I could just be like, hey, listen, kid doesn't like people invading
too
her-
many
her,
too many details to remember in your lie,
like,
right?
I mean, like kids are particular. Like my daughter doesn't like going to public bathrooms because they flush really loud.
Yes, I remember this. And didn't you think about getting a pair of headphones for that?
Yeah, they flush really loud. She doesn't like when I put on the hair dryer in the morning sometimes, because, oh, it's loud. Like, she doesn't like, and she doesn't like when we go to
that
baseball games.
That is sensory,
games.
By the way.
Yeah, when we go to baseball games or anything, like big crowds, she'll be like, Dad, is a lot of people. So, like, she just doesn't maybe just like people hovering. So,
okay. So, then just throw it on her and don't wait for another time, because it's perfectly normal for you to have forgotten to like pull this guy aside before the first class. And then you can just pull him aside and just be like, she had a blast the first class. Thank you for doing this. I just wanted to just give you a heads up that she has a thing. And then okay. Just be like, just keep that in mind. I really think that's the only thing you do.
Okay. So, you know what? Thank you.
You know what? I just have a question though. What was Sarah thinking she wanted to do? Because I feel like Sarah might have had an interesting.
No, at first, of course, Sarah like gets me freaking out for a minute. She's like, "I got to talk to you about Emmy's class." I was like, "What?" And it was really nothing. But right. You know, you freak out when you hear that stuff. But you don't want to be the overreactive crazy person. But you want your kid to be heard.
Okay. So when's the next class?
Mondays. They're Mondays. So
all right. So you have a job. By the time we record our next episode, I need you to have done what I've told you to do.
I'm going to be like, back off, bitch. No, don't. No, not that. Okay.
If you choose to accept this challenge, you might be handsomely rewarded.
Oh, boy. All right. Well, hey, there you go.
All
that's
right.
My, that's
okay,
my,
look at that.
You got it solved for me just like that. You're great.
What would you do?
All right. I have a top that.
Okay.
I think it's time for me to go first. I feel like I have a pretty decent one.
You feel confident.
I'm okay. What are you eating, by the way? What were you eating a few minutes ago? Came back with a snack.
Of ice.
Oh, that's right. That was your snack?
That was my snack.
Nothing else?
No, why? You're so hungry. Before we started this, just like a little like behind the velvet rope, before we started recording this episode, Rich said, I need 30 seconds to get a cup of water and exactly 3 salt and vinegar chips.
I just needed something.
A little taste.
And a little grab, a little handful of M&Ms.
I mean, just why do I live here?
What? I wonder if people hear it. I hear it a little bit, but I wonder if people listening to the podcast, like, I don't hear it.
Okay,
there are
sorry,
sirens blazing nonstop by Nicole's place.
Wait one second. Hey, Parker, Keegan, come here.
It's not our house that's on fire, right? Yeah, okay, cool. All right.
Okay, so let's start with top that. I want you to top it. Top me, baby.
Okay. So.
Sounded wrong. Wait one second before you stop, before you do. Can you get me some water? Can you get me some water? Thanks. Go ahead.
Oh, no, you should make with your kids. Someone just texted me this. It's a homemade pizza shaped like a snowman.
Well, that's cute. Can you send that to me?
And yeah, you can use olives as like the buttons and
the
eyes.
Oh, yeah,
because
they love olives.
Yeah. So there you go. Yeah, a little homemade
pizza.
That's
really cute.
All right. So top that. My son is now officially a man. Not
me. He is. He's two, right? Three?
He's 2.5. He's going to be 3 in February. So he's close to 2.5, more than 2.5.
Thank you, son.
Now, when I hear all your stories about your son in the most inopportune times, pulling out his penis.
Oh, loves that
or
dick.
Playing with it or saying weird things like, it's hard, it's big.
Yeah,
like, and listen, I know all little boys explore their junk. It is, right? You see the guy at the World Cup the other day got kicked in the balls? Scored the game-winning goal.
I did.
You know, they're covering it up on the news, but they keep saying things like, a lower abdominal or groin area. Dude, the guy got kicked in the nuts. Like, that's the facts. Like, that to me.
Right.
He's a hero, though. They won the game, so, you know.
Okay. He is a hero.
But I know every little boy explores himself. Girls, too. I get it.
Yeah, and I believe last week, if I'm not mistaken, you had to teach him how to scratch his dick?
I scratch his balls. I was
yeah,
like,
sorry.
Here,
you, you taught your son how to scratch his balls. So,
so
what's happening
he,
when
he
that
he wants
region?
To walk around more and more. He wants to walk around naked more and more,
okay.
which it's one of those things where like, all right, Ben, let's put on pants. He's like, no, like he likes the
same with
freedom.
Keegan. He always wants to be naked.
Likes the freedom of it.
Likes to let his freak flag fly.
And I think when he wakes up in the morning now and he has a little morning kid boner.
Yeah.
It throws him off where he doesn't want pants on. So he immediately is like, ah, like he,
well, wait,
he
I have a question because I'm not a dude. Yeah. If you try to put on pants, is the only way that you can be comfortable with a boner if you tuck up? Like
Nicole,
you can't tuck, you
Nicole,
can't tuck.
It's called the, you don't know this because you're a woman.
Okay.
Every guy does. It's the patented strangulation technique.
What?
The strangulation technique.
You're strangling your dick?
You pull it up towards your belly. And you strangle it with the elastic of your boxer briefs.
Dick strangulation.
Yeah. It's a
okay.
Thing.
So maybe you need to teach him. You taught him to itch his balls. And
your
this
husband,
week.
Your husband knows about it. When we're off this podcast, be like, Matt, you know about the strangulation technique?
Okay.
And he'll say, what? And you'll say, well, Matt, it's something you learned in elementary school when you were wearing sweatpants on gym day.
Right.
And you got a boner in class. Or the teacher said, hey, come up to the classroom and write in cursive. And you're like, oh, my God, I got a sweatpant boner.
Right.
Tuck up. Strangle the head. Strangle the head with the elastic.
Okay. Good to know.
See?
Look at that. You learn something new every day right here on Have Kids, they said.
I wonder if there's women that are like, oh my God, really?
Oh my God. I'm sure there are. I didn't know. All right. So tell me, what's going on? So he wants to walk around naked. Where's the issue here? Where's the top of that? Who cares? It's child's play.
It's Thanksgiving and we have people over. You know, we have friends and some family. We have people over. We're hosting Thanksgiving. Everyone's sitting around having a drink, appetizers, getting ready to cut the Thanksgiving turkey. And every time we do things like this, I feel like I'm faking it. And I know every parent feels that way. Like, oh my God, we're hosting Thanksgiving. Like, we're pretending.
Right.
Like, our parents did the same. They were faking it too.
Yeah. You feel like you're like playing Thanksgiving, like pretending.
Like, everyone sit down. Like, what am I doing?
Yeah, I know.
So as we're all getting ready to sit down to eat, Ben pulls off his pants. And he starts holding his penis.
Keegan, can you not bounce the basketball? Thank you.
He starts just holding it. We're like, Ben, put on your pants, buddy. Come on. He goes, no. Then he walks up to our friend Shannon. And he goes, look. And he starts like hitting it. And we go, Ben.
Hitting it? Like, show me with your hand.
A little slapping it.
Oh, he was doing a little slap. Okay, a little slappy slapperton.
He goes, I want Shannon to see it.
No, no.
And
no.
We were like, oh boy.
No.
So now thing is he wants people to see it. Take a look.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
What just happened?
Nothing. Oh man.
So move over Keegan.
Son's penis is really, it's getting some airtime.
Did they just die?
No, he didn't die. Can you please not
die? No, they're babies.
No, baby died. What? What? That's what
he
just thought.
What dreams is he having?
Okay, that is the most epic thing ever. What did Shannon do?
She laughed hysterically and thought it was funny as hell. But I just wonder now, are we entering the world of your son where everywhere he goes?
Yes, of course you are. I mean, I feel like this is going to be such payback. You're like, what's with your kid? Why is he so into his dick? Like, watch. Now Ben is going to haunt you with that little dangling of his. Okay?
Yeah.
Amazing. What a memory, though. You'll never forget Thanksgiving.
What a Thanksgiving memory.
Smile. I got to be real. There we go. Okay, so are you on Be Real? Do you do Be Real?
No, it's Be Real.
Oh, my God. You're so uncool. It's an app. And then once a day, it sends you a notification, and you just have to snap a picture of whatever you're doing or wherever you are.
Oh, it's like Be combating- Real, like combating like fake social media.
Exactly, like Instagram, the Instagram that makes you crazy.
Oh, okay. Be real.
All right. So, are you ready for my top? That was pretty. Pretty epic. I don't know if this is gonna top it. It's a little bit of a two-parter. Okay. So, the last night that we were at Matt's mom's house, like I didn't feel that loaded, but like the wine was flowing. Like his brother came over with his whole family. We were having a blast. Oh my God. Our nieces are going to be listening to this. So sorry, Bay and Kai. What you're going to hear is not going to make you happy, but anyways. Okay. So we were drinking all day long. So like steady. So I never was like, oh my God, I'm like wasted. Never really felt like that. So it's time for bed. And sometimes at the end of the night, it gets like a little blurry, but like not blacked out.
You had a drunk night. Okay, so
I wake up
a little
the next
blurry.
Morning.
You're not the eye doctor. You had too many drinks.
Shut up.
Eyes didn't get dilated.
Where we stay with his mom, it's our bed, and then there's a mattress on the ground right next to it, like nestled into the wall, and the kids sleep there. So we're literally on top of each other, right next to each other. I wake up and I'm like, did I get fucked last night? Like, I just remember going to bed.
I don't remember.
So I'm just like, but it like feels like I might have. Like, so I feel something, right? So Matt rolls over and he goes, what got into you last night? And I was like, what? I have no recollection. He said, he was like, no, the kids are right there. I was like, ride 'em cowboy. Let's go.
What?
He said, he goes, this was like the best sex we've had in years. And he's like, and you fucking don't remember it? Like, he was almost offended. Like, he was the girl. Like, it meant nothing to you.
You don't remember?
So upset. So I'm like, oh my God. And he was like, he's like, I've never seen you like that. And you couldn't have cared less. Thank God the kids didn't wake up. So the fact that I did that after getting walked in on twice in the past few months is
fear,
unreal.
No fear, yeah.
But I'm blacked out. So blacked out. And again, I feel like I was roofied. Maybe he roofied me. Maybe my husband roofied
me. Maybe. That's probably it, yeah.
So cut to Sunday night, this Monday morning, earlier this week, I'm like, oh, I fucking have a UTI. I'm sure I didn't pee after sex, which I was supposed to do because I was blacked out riding cowboy. And I'm like, I definitely have one. And I've gotten them chronically since I'm like 16, right?
Yeah.
Because I'm a total whore. I'm just okay. But not really. So
UTIs.
Right. So I have a UTI and this is so fucking miserable. They hurt so bad. So I call the doctor. She calls it in immediately because she knows that I get them. My mom comes on Monday to like have lunch with me and like do some things. And we're sitting. The kids are like not in there. And I'm like, oh, this fucking UTI is like killing me, mom. Like this is one of the worst ones yet. What does she look at me and say? Did you try a new position?
Oh,
you know my mom.
This is what she said.
Did you try a new position? I was like, I looked at her and I went, I don't think there's any more positions left. That's why how I responded. She had the audacity to ask that.
What's worse?
I don't know. And then I go, can we stop talking about this?
What is worse? Nicole's mom saying, did you try a new position? Or Nicole saying, mom, I don't know if there's any positions left.
Wait, did you just, what does Spot think?
Well, Sarah, what do you think?
Yeah.
What's worse? Nicole had a UTI and her mom said, did you try a new position? And she said, mom, I don't know if there's any positions left. What's
worse?
I don't think anything's worse. I love that she has that relationship with her mom.
What?
You have a good relationship with your mom. She
I
loves
do have
it.
A good relationship with my mom. And that's why she felt like she could say that. Oh my God. Hi, Dickle. You can show me your little Dickle.
Say hi,
Ben. Hi, Bubby.
Say hi, Nicole.
Hi. Oh my God, he's so mushy.
Talk louder. Say hi, Nicole.
Hi, Cole.
Ha! I love you so much, Munchie.
Are you a dinosaur?
Oh, you're a gentle dinosaur.
Yeah. All right. So I didn't try a new position. I just didn't pee after I had sex. Yep. Bye.
Say pee pee.
Pee-pee.
Yeah, I got a pee pee.
All right.
So, anyways, that's the end. Also, are you watching? It's totally unrelated. Are you watching White Lotus?
No, I don't watch that garbage. Okay. I watch only cheesy Hallmark movies.
Oh, yeah, clearly. All right, so we were watching that when that happened. So anyways, there's my top of that. I feel like that we are really neck. I feel like
I think you win. I think you win, cowgirl.
Oh man. So like what happened? I'll never know. And he said it was incredible. I'm sure like if I was blacked out, I was probably like totally porn star. Not that I'm not like ever like fun.
What were you drinking, by the way?
We had some a whiskey sours to start, and then just it was like straight wine. I might have had a nightcap. I don't know. I did not feel that drunk. I bet that he slipped me the date rape jug. I mean, maybe he got his hands on it.
It's possible.
I'm just
it's
joking. Possible. He would never do that.
He would.
All right. Do you need one more minute? Because I do.
Yeah, go ahead. You go first.
Okay.
On the count of three. One, two, three, go.
Okay. So our babysitter, who you've used before when you're here, Priscilla, she's babysat for us before, right?
Yeah,
I know her. With all the kids. Love her to death. She is the absolute best. But she does this thing sometimes that I don't understand. I'm not going to talk to her about it. I'm just going to talk shit about her right here on the podcast.
Oh, good.
I love
good.
You, Priscilla, if you're listening. I text her, can you babysit like next Saturday? And she goes, yeah, I think that works. Can you just remind me next week? And she does that all the time. And I'm like, what? Why do I need to? I've just asked. You nope. said yes. Write it down. What? I'm not your mom. I don't understand why she does it. It's a very bizarre thing. Thoughts?
There's two people that do similar things that annoy me.
Huh.
Two people you know.
Okay.
Covino.
Yeah.
Who will always say, yeah, I'll get back to you, to the point where he's never committed to a plan. And then when it's last minute, you have to adjust a reservation or
because
he's like, why is my flight twice as much as yours?
Because he never got back to you.
Yeah. And Stanley T,
mm-hmm.
who you work with. I used to say, Stan, can you tell me next week something? And he would text me
text
in that
you
moment.
Right that moment. There's your reminder. Thanks a lot, fucker.
Hey, Stan, remind me next week we need to do blank. He would text me in that minute. I'm no, God. That's not the point. Oh,
we
God,
talked about this on the radio, and Ryan said the exact same thing. He told, like, this must really have driven you both nuts. I don't think he's ever done it to me. Anyways, it's just a weird thing. Also, because, like, I'm asking you, like, I'm offering you money, like for your service, but like, I'm like, hey,
want some money?
And you're like, remind me that I need money. I don't know. That's the whole thing. So,
all right. Well, I got a quickie. Mine's just a quick
you always
minute.
Do. Three,
it's
two,
a,
one.
It's a quickie. And it's I'm accepting it and I'm respecting her. And I'm talking about my daughter who no longer wants me to give her triple kisses at school.
Dun dun.
Yep. Wow. I would kiss her forehead and I would go like three quick kisses, like, and I would go, I love you so much. And then I would kiss her three times again and go, I'm so proud of you. And I would do kiss, kiss, kiss. I love you. Kiss, kiss, kiss. I'm so proud of you. Then I would hug her and send her on her way.
Okay. Truth. Yeah. That's exhausting. I don't blame her. Come on. One kiss. Bye. Love you. What are you doing? That's exhausting. It's a lot to remember.
Mwah, mwah. I love you. Mwah, mwah, mwah. I'm so proud of you.
It's very sweet.
Go on your
remind
day,
remind me next week how to do it, and then I'll kiss my kids goodbye like that.
Okay. I'll do an instructional. But she said, Dad, can you not do that in front of my friends?
Oh, you got that already? I didn't get that at 5.
And I said, all right, buddy, you know what? I'll do it in the car because I love you, but I understand. I want you to be cool with your
friends. She's like, no, I want you to be cool with your friends. Oh, my God. Wow. Oh, that's a lot. All right. Well, what are you going to do? She's growing up. I love you so much. I can't wait to see you.
Yeah, I'll see you next week.
Wait, are we going to see, are we seeing each other on Thursday or Wednesday, did we say? Thursday,
Jesus
right?
Jesus Christ. Are you not making, are you, have you
just
not
remind me next week. I'm just joking. Thursday, I wrote it down. I just don't remember. I have it in my calendar.
You and I have a meeting and a date.
Okay. So, I'll see you. So on the day that the podcast comes out, we'll be together. So maybe we'll
do an Instagram live.
Maybe we'll do Instagram live before we get drunk because that always is a hot mess.
I already wrote down, feed you whiskey and red wine.
Order GHB. Okay, so we love you guys. Thank you for being part of the I Have Kids, I Said Family. I've been hearing from so many of you guys. Please slide into our DMs. We love to hear from the fam. It's growing. Make sure you like, rate us 5 stars. Please subscribe. When you guys subscribe, that helps us so, so much. And you can get Have Kids, I Said, wherever you guys get your podcasts. Literally any place that you get them.
Can I give a couple shout outs to our friends? All right, let me go to our Have Kids, They Said
celebrate
page.
Celebrate good times. Come on.
Here we go. Have Kids, They Said. Join the Facebook group. Why not, right? All right. Have Kids, They Said. Let me say what's up to Sarah Birkenstock, Audrey Hawker. Let's see. Katie Green. Hi, Katie Green.
Yeah, Katie.
Jane Doe Smith.
Jane Doe? That's real?
Jennifer Hastings Bell.
What up, girl?
Leo McGurk.
McGurk, I love that name.
Amanda Joy Bally.
All right.
Krista Bro. Kyle Broughton. Juan Gomez.
Juan!
I'm just shouting. I'm
all
just
right,
shouting
we love you
right.
guys.
No, two more. Joey Cholo.
Joey Cholo? Why'd you have to say it like that?
Joey Cholo.
Okay.
And I'll give you one more. How about Laura DeRose?
Laura DeRose.
Thank you, guys.
You are our rose for today. We also appreciate our producer, Chris, so much.
All right, well, listen, we'll see you guys next week. Have Kids, They Said.
It'll be fun, they said.
It's a SiriusXM production.
SiriusXM Podcasts.